Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, a YouTube exclusive video program. Me. I, of course, am G Money. I am joined by comic book artist extraordinaire Todd Bernardi's in the house. Gannon in the house, our horror aficionado, punk rock superstar.
Speaking of horror, I am looking at Kai's feet and oh my lord.
Gross.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you, you're into feet?
No, not into those feet. That's not true.
Okay, let's stay on topic. Aren't you going to be doing Record Store Day soon?
I actually have two shows that particular day.
Oh, do you really?
We're doing Record Store Day on April 22nd. Then we're packing it up, driving down the street to Steel Horse. We're doing a show there as well that night.
I'm surprised that Maui County even actually gave the green light to a establishment called Steel Horse. It's weird.
Wow. What are you trying to say? That sounds awfully judgy.
Maybe.
Like, wait, can
what's
you,
wrong with Steel Horse?
If I was, if I was talking,
it's a biker bar, dude. I'm not too sure you want to rile up those.
Oh no, not a biker bar. Okay, sorry.
Hey, so if I was,
and not like that Police Academy biker bar.
Oh, okay. Not like the Blue Oyster. Anyway, go ahead, Ty. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going
to
try to
make that my ringtone.
I was going to try to find. I was going to try to find an excuse to curse on the air.
No, so. Don't curse, please. Don't curse. Okay. Also joining us tonight is the gaming guru himself, Format's in the house, and then of course, next to Format is the chairman of the comic book board. It is Alika, the man who is trying his darndest to conquer Hyrule.
I've only freed one divine.
Apparently, he's fighting some Tongans.
They're called Gorons.
Oh, Gorons.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, that's not offensive.
Tongans don't like it when you call them Gorons. They mess you up, man.
They will. Anyway, gents, since we couldn't get to a few things on the main podcast.
Are we really going to keep going with the show at this point?
Yeah, we're still going.
I'm pretty sure we're going to get beat up after our last
show. Not me, because I didn't say that.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
There's no Gorons that watch this show.
No, they're too busy at the Steel Horse.
There's a few things that didn't have an opportunity to talk about on the main podcast this evening, so let's get right to one of the very first things this weekend for some of you that enjoyed it, that are watching. WrestleMania 33 was on Sunday, and if you missed it, you missed
it. It was a thing.
It was really actually
WrestleMania
33.
I don't even watch Mania anymore. Yeah, I only watch the Raw afterwards.
You do know that superheroes and movies are also fake.
No, sir. Yeah.
Whoa. Watch your mouth.
Next, you're going to tell me that video games aren't real.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell you. But overall, if you are a fan of WWE and a WrestleMania is always a cool time of year. Everybody gets together like we did on Sunday. It was good fun. Some really good matches and actually a couple of bad ones. So
you can look for his review at
MauiWatch.com. You can look for my review. But WrestleMania was really neat. We got to see the return of the Hardy Boys, which was a lot of fun.
Drew should be right around the corner.
Yeah.
How old are those guys at this point?
Oh, man.
70?
They're 35 or something
early,
yeah.
Like mid-30s.
Yeah.
When they were in the, first started, they were really young.
I'm confusing them for the Bushwhackers. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. So they're in their 70s.
Yeah.
They're not the same thing, are
no,
they?
No, totally different. So the Hardy Boys came back. Ladder match.
Yeah, the Bushwhackers never solved any crimes.
Of course, the main event was Brock Lesnar and Goldberg. That disappointed on many levels, unfortunately.
Brock Lesnar? Yeah. Disappointing?
It wasn't Brock Lesnar that disappointed. It was Goldberg that disappointed. I'm not a fan of
Goldberg.
Dude,
talk to his wife. I'm sure he doesn't know it.
Is it because he's Jewish?
Stop it. It has nothing to do with his...
but that's what he meant.
That's not nothing to do with anything.
You can tell he's Jewish because he's... been circumcised.
Stop it.
Those pants are tight.
You're stupid.
I mean, the
if
thong
only
or whatever.
Had an Austrian accent.
Yeah, if only.
Then we can give him more respect.
And then, of course, the main event was Undertaker versus Roman Reigns, which was a boar fest, unfortunately. And Roman Reigns retired the Undertaker.
You would think him
again.
Again!
You would think, Greg, watching a bunch of grown men sweating all over each other would be exciting, but no, he's telling us it's boring.
Yeah, it was, if you're not a wrestling fan, you won't, if you're this age and you don't like wrestling, you wouldn't understand.
And if you're this age, you still like watching grown men in spandex rubbing on each other.
Hey, listen.
What's wrong with you?
That has nothing to do with anything.
Man. Hey.
Did I not just nail wrestling in one sentence?
No, you didn't.
also the NFL.
Yeah, right. See, that's what you can make.
Right.
Make,
good game.
Make your.
They're always slapping each other on the butt.
Make your fun. Pants. That's right. Mock me.
They're always trying to get into those big, like, giant pile, like hugs. What do they call them? Tackling.
You're stupid.
Those horizontal hugs.
I have loved wrestling ever since I was a youngster. So WrestleMania 33 was actually better than 32.
Boys, right?
So it was fairly enjoyable. So if you're a wrestling fan and you hadn't had a chance to watch it, go watch it. And by the way, NXT Takeover this Saturday was fantastic.
Isn't that a 90s hip hop group, NXT?
No, that was,
Oh, I'm thinking about, Another Bad Creation, sorry.
No, NXT's right, because they were called Next, and they did that song Too Close.
So oh!
You're half right.
You're making it hard for me.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you're,
that's like my theme song. When I see my girlfriend, I'm like, you're making it hard for me.
Stop it. Anyway.
No, because we're arguing.
Yeah.
What'd you think I meant? Man, you're disgusting.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about an erection.
No, man. Oh, man, you're a freak. What's the matter with you?
You and Greg are arguing?
Everyone knows that you don't get those after a while.
Stop it. Let me move on. WrestleMania 33.
I can
check
see
it out.
Yours right now.
Stop. These are very snug pants.
Yeah.
You know.
So, gentlemen.
I can see your Goldberg right now.
That's the name of the show. I can see your Goldberg. That's awesome. All right, listen.
I'm very happy with this.
We missed a few things that we didn't have a chance to really talk about this. This
Walking Dead.
We didn't talk about The Walking Dead. We didn't talk about.
Hey, I finally watched it.
What? You watched the.
Were you not in the same room as me as I watched The Walking Dead finale? Because that did
How about
just happen.
You give Alika another crack at that comic book list.
Yeah. Which took up.
I'm still not ready.
Now give us all the C-lister books.
But yeah, we.
God, what do you got coming out?
I still have Disco Thunder number 4 coming out.
Good.
And the Japanese translation is finished, but I haven't gotten any of those.
You'll never be ready for your diamond deadline.
I know.
That's pretty funny. All right, so Walking Dead. Let's get right into the Walking Dead finale.
Let's.
The finale of Walking Dead, season 7, came to a close.
Siegfried and Roy all over the screen.
So, for those fans, we'll start with Alika. What'd you think, man?
I enjoyed it.
Did you? You think it's
going
anywhere?
For the same reason that somebody who hasn't watched since season 1 also enjoyed it, is because, spoilers, a tiger rips people's faces off.
Did they? Yeah.
Dude, you were here.
No, you saw the rest of us.
You're all acting incredulous about it, but you were here we watched it.
I was right. I was here.
And when you showed up before the episode, you said, hey, I watched it.
Yeah, I did. You're right.
So
You're totally right.
Stop acting for the audience if you didn't see it.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you think they left in a good place for season 8?
It's going to be a war, so that'll be fun.
How much longer do you think this can last?
I don't know. Maybe
Three more episodes at least.
At least 4 more episodes.
They got to start wrapping it up because they're catching up to the books, and the stuff that they're making up isn't that special.
Interesting. Okay.
You know, I mean, they get
4 more seasons.
You can only get into the same situation so many times before people get, you know, tired of it. I'm not tired of it yet, but it does keep happening.
Yes.
Zombie aliens and zombie cyborgs.
Did anybody else watch the finale? I say that to Todd. Did you watch the finale, Todd?
We all.
Oh, that's right. You have.
But Todd came in late.
I caught the last like 5 minutes.
What did you think of the? What did you think of it, Gannon?
Negan's still alive.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually haven't watched anything since the break until this episode, so. I'm actually wondering if that was better to have just seen that episode, because I've been reading up on it, and that the show's tanking left and right.
It seems like when it came back from break, it seemed like there was a lot of filler episodes.
Yeah, but I also kind of feel like if you're only now noticing filler episodes in The Walking Dead, you probably haven't been watching the last six seasons.
Sure.
Because tons of that in the entire show.
Agreed.
Like, if you got rid of a lot of the more filler episodes, you would have, like, six decent episodes per season. But that doesn't make for good television.
You would think it would.
And I'm honestly not even really sure if the finale kind of makes up for it, because the finale, as great as it was, the more I'm thinking about it, as fun as it is to watch, it's kind of a false start, or a false stop, I should say, because there's a fight, but it's not over.
Right.
And nobody really has the upper hand.
This was the
So it's kind of like you're still at the same, you're still in the same square one as you were at the beginning of the season. It's just now there's fighting involved, and can you make an entire season of them fighting every episode?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of monotonous in a whole other way.
Well, I think it's suffering from that thing. It's suffering from an issue.
I say they need to just, you know what? Once they're done with the Negan storyline, Walking Dead in space. You're like, you know what? We can't keep running away from zombies.
Yeah. We have to go
All
to
we're
space.
Left now is to go to space.
It's going to be called Floating Dead.
Yeah.
There's no gravity.
But then they do like the Twilight Zone thing. They go up to space. They find a space station. They start living there. And then aliens show up. No matter what they do, they're always going to be screwed.
That was how Kirkman got them to publish it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that story?
Yeah, I've read about it.
Okay. Well, here's the thing: is that it almost feels
as
if
they might still do it for all we know.
It seems like it's less about the zombies now, and it's more about how
it's all about the Benjamins.
It seems that all of
this episode that was dedicated to Bernie Wrightson, and I love Walking Dead, but you know all the problems people have with the show are true. This episode was dedicated to Bernie Wrightson, and there wasn't a single decomposed zombie in the episode, which is what Bernie Wrightson had inspired, and you know.
I think it's interesting.
Thank God he didn't die when the new Ghostbusters came out, because if they had dedicated Ghostbusters 2016 to Bernie Wrightson, I would set everybody involved in that movie on fire.
It's kind of interesting because
you don't celebrate an artist on something that's got nothing to do with art.
I find it fascinating that in this last episode, it felt as if we're not so much worried about where the apocalypse has taken us. All we're worried about is how we bring order to this world. It's kind of what it always seems like. We're trying to bring order to this world, and how it's a kind of it's a battle in futility, as it were, to bring world. I guess you could say order to a world of chaos.
Well, it's kind of like I was saying. I was joking about it at the time, but the more I've been thinking about it, the more I'm like, you know what. When you watch the show, it's starting to get into weird territory,
yeah.
Like with Ezekiel, and you know, there's weird people that talk funny, like the he was joking. The podcast only been going on for a year. People are already getting kind of nutty, but you could take it in that bizarre place where it's like Mad Max kind of a story.
Oh,
you could push it in that direction, and you might even be able to get away with it, to be honest. But I don't know if the story will last.
Those people are a little too weird, though.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Unless their backstory is like they're an avant-garde German art collective that like decided to hang out together during the apocalypse.
Yeah. Right.
There's no reason for them to talk like that.
Like Ezekiel's an interesting character until you think about it for 2 seconds. It's like, all right, you're trying to get the respect of people to be a leader. Is that really the way you had to go, where you act like this British king? Was that really the best way to earn respect with everybody? Like, it's bizarre and it's crazy.
And what's funny is that
and the fact that everybody else goes along with you, like, I don't know if people would be that desperate.
And that's what I find. that's what I find funny is what Alika said tonight was interesting. Alika said that it seems like, you know, this only happened like a year ago.
No, it was longer than that.
In the apocalypse. I mean, even if it's 2 years.
Carl is your gauge for how long it's been.
All right. So let's say it's been 4 years.
Let's say that Carl was 8 when the show started.
Right.
Every season would represent a year, give or take, because Carl does age that much.
All right. So let's say it's 5 or 6 years. Do you think that the human race would be so debased at that point that they would fall for anything?
I don't know. In a desperate world where there's zombies out there and you're running out of supplies, I don't know if it would go that nutty that quickly, but people would be kind of fraying at the edges, that's for sure.
I agree with the fraying at the edges issue.
Not to the extent that they're getting away with on the show, but yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So then maybe Alika was wrong then.
No, I agree with Alika to a fault. I don't know if they... I agree with Alika that I don't think they'd be getting that weird as soon as they've been.
Right.
That's a little too soon to have like speech impediments and to be forgetting conjugations and
stuff. Yeah, when you're talking like you're, you know, the medieval century and stuff like
they,
that.
They're talking like they don't have the capacity to talk normal. Like right, they're not a conscious choice.
Like they, didn't live in a world that had cell phones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like stuff like that.
Right, I mean, but I do understand that in a world like that, the niceties of an orderly world are kind of thrown aside for sure. I get that, but I mean, it does seem like a little out of the ordinary, even after 6 years, I guess, which is really weird.
I can see after 10, 15, 20 years, but after only a few years, yeah. I'm like, I don't know if people be getting this nutty.
Maybe yeah. The twist is that The Walking Dead is hurtling. The reason that everybody's turning into zombies is because of the environment. And
that's kind of an obvious one, don't you think?
But wait, so then you
well, they're all infected,
right?
We yeah. know that from the right. season. So maybe that's part of the infection. It's making them all crazy too.
And then they get the speech impediment. And they get the tumors. Like you
that actually
Mad
is
Max.
Pretty easily explained.
That doesn't.
Todd just kind of cracked it. That could be why everybody's getting nutty.
Right.
Whatever virus they have that makes that's already established that they will be zombies no matter what.
Right. 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 And for
maybe it's also messing with their minds at the same time.
Right. Could be. And where
Rick doesn't have an impediment.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Have you listened to him hold back that British accent every episode? Yeah.
He's holding it back.
He
didn't know you're right.
He just has,
coral. Even where he's from, they wouldn't say coral.
He's just an English guy trying to act country.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely is.
There's no handicap there.
Are we...
Are you saying that I'm implying that British people are handicapped? Because that is what I was saying.
Yeah. Wow. No, that's... we get each other.
You guys are just so politically correct, aren't you? Speaking of...
Yeah, let's feel bad for the British.
Speaking of Robert Kirkman got one of his comics picked up by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg.
Ah. Great. So I get to watch Green Hornet all over again with a respected property.
Ooh. Hey. Oh. Man. Ouch. Hey.
Or Punisher.
Ouch.
In the face.
Ouch.
Huh? I mean, they didn't do Punisher.
Not Punisher.
They did Preacher.
Dork. Preacher.
I don't know. I only saw the first episode of Preacher, so I can't really judge that.
Preacher was good.
For the first episode I saw, I liked
it. For those of you that don't know, the Robert Kirkman book that I'm speaking of, it's called Invincible.
Oh, what's it called?
Invincible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can you say it again exactly like that?
Invincible.
Good job.
Okay. So you can look forward to that probably in
You can actually pick up the big, chunky... I was going to just swear just not.
It's called an omnibus.
Yeah, he has the omnibuses here. They're like $70, but you get a huge amount of the book in just one.
$60.
Wow.
Oh, 60 bucks. Sorry.
Is that for the complete? Is that the whole? Is that the entire?
No.
It's like
the
like
first
almost
50, 60 issues.
Yeah.
All right. Got
it. Why is it called Invincible when I can see it just fine?
Invincible.
Yeah. That means you can't break it.
Okay, this may be
but I can see it.
This may be a bad idea, but Todd, can
it's
you tell
right there.
Can you let people know what Invincible is for
it's,
those that don't know?
It's a comic book, dude. I can tell you.
It's like Superboy except better.
Wow.
Why is it better than Superboy?
Why is it?
It's
why
here Superboy. It is right here.
Wow.
It's
that's
fatter than a phone book.
Wow.
That's yeah. That's so good.
Depends on the phone
and
book.
And the book is bigger than a phone book, too.
So, now, it, I mean, it has, it? A, it, it has a lot to do
on
with
the phone book.
The way that superhero comics are normally.
So this is Booster Gold written. If he was Superboy?
Yeah. No, it's about a kid who's going to high school, and he discovers that he's got superpowers just like his dad. So Omni-Man is kind of like this Superman stand-in, I guess you would say.
Okay.
Omni-Man came from another planet, like kind of like Krypton,
whoa.
There's a big twist. So it's awesome. So it's like
it's a big twist. Oh!
So you mean it's like Disney Sky High then with Kurt Russell?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
So Omni, that's the name of the dad?
Yeah, Omni-Man
Omni-Man?
Is the name.
Oh.
And Invincible is the name of the son.
And that's gotcha. An omnibus?
No, it's a compendium.
Oh, it's a compendium. Oh.
And so the
yes,
twist.
Stupid. It says it right there.
Do you want me to give away the twist?
Stupid man.
Will it ruin it for everybody?
What is the twist?
So for the first like 16 issues,
is he really Asian?
you see the guy, you see him develop his powers and fight supervillains. There's a JSA type Justice League of America kind of thing happening.
Wow.
And he gets invited to do all of that, and he's still going through all the normal high school stuff, kind of like Peter Parker would or Superboy did.
Wow.
And then...
I feel like I've read this already.
You find out that his dad is actually... The name of the race race that he is they're called Vitrumites. And you find out that the Vitrumites just enslave the galaxy. And the whole reason that his dad is there is to mate with a human and then enslave the world.
Wait, isn't that what they put on sandwiches in that Men at Work song?
No, that's Marmite.
No, that's no. You're right. It's Vitrumite. You're right.
Yeah.
You just put a little bit on with butter?
He just smiled and gave me a Vitrumite sandwich. Yeah. Isn't that what they said?
A Vitrumite sandwich.
Vitrumite is different than Vitrumite.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. All right, so wait a minute. So
for a minute, I thought you were saying his dad was a strain.
So he finds out that his dad is not a nice guy.
And then his dad almost beats him to death and leaves him to die.
As any good father would.
And then,
sounds like a Disney movie.
And so instead of conquering it and killing everybody that resisted him, which you find out that, like, I mean, through the they hint that he's actually going around, and people that find out that he's actually there to enslave the world, he just kills.
Whoa.
Yeah. And it's real brutal. It's real vicious.
Okay, so can I ask why it's so big?
It's gone for this. It's 133 issues.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Weren't they going to end the series soon?
You meant the book. Oh man, yeah.
They're going to eventually.
No, but they were talking about wrapping it up soon, and they're in the middle of a 12-part arc, and I thought this was the last arc.
It could be, yeah.
Don't you read it?
No. I'm still catching. I bought the compendium, I'm about here in this.
So it says on the cover it's a New York Times bestseller. Did not know that. Yep. Very cool. It's done by Robert Kirkman. Also, who was the other gentleman on the book?
Ryan Ottley has drawn it ever since like issue 8.
Wow. So the man who's responsible for
Grizzly Shark.
Grizzly Shark, that's it, yeah.
And Shark Bear or Grizzly Shark.
I think it's kind of cool how his suit resembles the Image logo. Is that on purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Is
it absolutely
really?
Is. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's the Image logo if you look at it.
Yeah. No, you're right. Do you recommend people picking up the book?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you wanted to ever know what a superhero would be like if it wasn't controlled by Mickey Mouse, then like this is.
Dude, I feel like you're trying to get Alika to start yelling at us.
No, man.
I don't even bother anymore because I know none of you fools respect my opinion.
That's not true. That's not true.
Even though I'm an advisor to the Overstreet Praise guy, I've been collecting comics all my damn life, but don't listen to what I have to say about things.
But I'm just saying that it's a...
He's trolling Marvel right now. That's what he's doing.
And the thing is, I agree with the Marvel troll. But it's coming from Todd, so I won't argue with him.
It's hard to agree with me. So Invincible is... like it takes all of the familiar tropes from the superhero fiction that we've grown up with and just turns it on its ear. The same way that Kirkman kind of turned the zombie movie into a survival story, he turned the superhero story into like this interesting sort of realistic a piece of fiction that's not necessarily like a soap opera.
Okay.
It's not as melodramatic. There is melodrama in it, but it's only because he's trying to manipulate those superhero tropes. So I absolutely wholeheartedly
recommend it.
The artwork is fantastic. The storytelling is awesome.
One last question then for you, Todd. Do you think this is going to translate well to television?
It's going to be a movie.
Or television or movie.
That whole thing's going to be in a movie?
Yeah, but like it's going to be it. Like this much. Yeah, of the book is probably be the movie.
I think that
are we looking at a trilogy here?
I'm guessing.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh,
man.
So do you think is this good fodder to use for a movie?
Anybody that's been a fan of The Walking Dead comic before it was a television series has always been sort of asking Robert Kirkman, like, hey, whatever, and I did it, I fall into this group, like, why, what about Invincible? And, you know, he said that he's just been waiting for the right creative team to come along and
Evan Goldberg and Seth Rogen? Seriously?
Yeah, but he probably looked at what they're doing with Preacher.
They did. I mean, they did some really interesting stuff with Preacher. And then, you know, they also directed This Is the End together.
Like, quite honestly, if they had nothing to go for them other than that stupid Green Hornet movie, he probably would have said no.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
God, that Green Hornet movie is awful.
So, Invincible, you can pick up here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. It can be yours for the stunning price of $60. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, it's like $64.95.
$64.95.
I can tell you right now.
All right, do it.
$64.99.
All right, $64.99.
That's why I don't have compendium.
So come over here and get it. Buy it on Tuesday.
All right, buy it on Tuesday. 20% off Tuesday. There you go. Come pick it up. All right. So now that we know that more of Robert Kirkman's work is coming to the big screen in Invincible, he's got Walking Dead to take care of. He also has the Cinemax show. Yes. With Paul Azaceta.
Outcast.
Outcast. He's got going on. Robert Kirkman seems to be a wealth of Hollywood gold at this point.
Yeah.
So, you know, good for him. And I will definitely take a look at some Invincible. That looks very cool. Anywho.
If you can see it.
Right. I think that's invisible. Yeah. This is Invincible. You can't see it. I'm sorry about that.
You could literally wear that in your clothes, and if somebody shot you, it would hold the bullet back. In which case, you would almost be invincible.
Here's the thing: is that can I just say that I would not try that at home? Just
I was going to suggest if we can find a gun tonight, we just try it today.
Are you gonna let us shoot you?
I mean, whoever's got the best aim, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to leave it up to chance. I'm not stupid.
All I'm saying is that after this show...
You get shot by a gun, but you're not stupid.
Yeah, I'm not stupid.
Okay,
yeah,
that's right.
This, yeah. I mean, ain't no bullet going to make it through all of this. Come on now.
You don't know. We don't know.
Sure.
We got to get a couple of copies.
I mean, if you get a howitzer, then yes, I'm probably screwed.
We can do the Mythbusters route and just shoot it with a gun and not... Like, have it in front of
you. It's not as fun.
Yeah, that's...
Is the thing, like...
How do you do that, though?
You want a level of danger.
I mean...
You want a level of danger.
That's what would make it fun to watch,
you
right?
You do know that we've reduced the comic of the Invincible into being a bulletproof vest.
We're proving that the book is in and of itself invincible.
Wow.
That thing could keep you alive.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I do not think so at
all. And it doesn't matter if Ganon lives or dies. There's still publicity for the book.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'm only helping the prospect of that movie working.
All right.
People will be like, hey, remember that guy that got shot with that book?
You thought a book was bulletproof. What a dummy.
They turned that into a movie, and now like everybody's going to go see it because that guy died.
And the story of why that guy did that is also a movie. They stretched five idiotic minutes of his life into a two-hour movie.
Tom Hanks is playing him.
They're going to brown him up a little bit. There's a little bit of controversy.
They got the people at Sony to write a program.
I have zero problem with Tom Hanks playing me, for the record.
I don't think anybody would have a problem with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, if somebody's going to go brown face for a role... This has got to be Tom Hanks playing Ganon.
You're saying that I'm brown, and that's kind of...
You're browner than most.
Well,
I go with RDJ. He's already done it.
Yeah, he pulled it off.
He did?
He's still got a career.
I'll accept
Disney
that.
Hired the guy.
You're right. No,
they're like, we like your blackface. Join our team.
Yeah, I want you to play it, dude.
It's called the Avengers.
That's when they're going to make the racist live-action film. How the South was won.
How would you hold the book, then? Before being shot.
Oh, I'd hold it on my over my face.
Well, yeah, of course. So who's going to be shooting?
Who's got the best aim?
Probably this guy.
I mean, headshots for days, so yeah, you have...
I would trust Format's hands to shoot straight.
Wow.
Also his other parts. Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
that's a sex joke.
Speaking of somebody that's invincible, it looks like from brand new report. Well, he is as well. Hustle, loyalty, and respect.
Jesus.
He's invincible.
This is how he hides. He's like, you can't see him
because he's invincible as well. dun, 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 dun. No, it looks
did,
like.
Did Michael J. Fox do that in Back to the Future?
No, he did this. He did this, and he slightly moved his fingers like this.
So what I'm hearing is that Marty McFly was better at being invisible than John Cena.
That's true. He was.
Because he just slightly moved his fingers.
It's true. It looks like, getting back to my point.
you had a point.
The invincible Daniel Craig, it looks like he's been wooed back to do James Bond number 25.
Yeah, all they have to do is give him a dowry and $100 million.
Sweet.
A man that's not even worth that in anything else, but he gets paid for that James Bond flick.
He does.
Yeah. He's going to retire
all
after M&Ms this.
M&Ms he wants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but the thing
is
for me is like...
Is M&Ms euphemism for ladyboys?
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be, yeah. I'm not...
The thing is what? What's the thing?
Do we really want to see a James Bond where the actor playing is clearly resenting being there? Like, honestly?
You ever see James Bond in 1984?
I agree. No. Hey, listen. You will not disparage the good name of Roger Moore.
Because, I mean...
Not Roger Moore. I'm talking
his
about...
His last one was Spectre,
Sean Connery's last film.
Say Never Again.
Yeah. 1984.
Yeah, I love that movie.
His last one was Spectre, right, Craig?
Yes, sir. You could see the resentment.
You could see that he doesn't want to be there.
I agree.
Like, you could see it on his face.
Agreed.
Like, he seemed more invested in it when it was Skyfall, but during Spectre, you could see it in his face.
And I think that's what ruined the movie for me. I thought Skyfall was a much better movie.
You just tell that he just could not... Careless. Yeah. He could be anywhere.
Well,
he's flat out Bill Murray.
Let him be.
Whoa!
You know when Bill Murray doesn't want to be in something, you can tell.
Like he was in Ghostbusters 2016.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You look at that man's face; you can tell he did not want to be there. But they paid him enough, so he showed
up.
Well,
I'm very interested to see the 25th.
Did he want to be in Zombieland?
Yes.
Okay, don't that ruin that did. For me, man.
I'm very interested to see
did he want to be in Garfield?
No. I'm very interested to see the 25th edition of James Bond hit the big screen. I'm a huge James Bond fan.
One.
I'm not too sure. They haven't announced anything yet, but I'm guessing it's...
They have this weird Star Trek thing going on where every other one syndrome that's good.
Yeah,
like,
agreed.
Casino Royale, good. Quantum of Solace, not good. Skyfall, really good. And then Spectre back to
not good.
Again.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, too.
They should. You know who they should get?
The next one's going to be good, then.
Yeah. They should get the guy that directed Ghost in the Shell to direct this one.
Rupert Sanders? Frick,
they
no.
They should get Scarlett Johansson to play James Bond. Then watch people lose their stuff.
Jane Bond.
No, that's stupid.
That is dumb.
You just treat her like she's still a man.
Yeah. That's
don't
right.
allude to the fact that it's clearly a female playing a man's
that's
role.
That's right.
It's just... You don't even act like it's different.
And she's not fighting crime. She's fighting for equal pay.
James Bond doesn't even fight crime.
Whoa.
That's a losing battle.
Wow. She goes against the MI6 because they're not paying her as much.
Yeah. That's me mocking the equal pay myth. But anyway, we'll move on.
See, I was joking. Myth. You're not.
Yeah, he's not joking. He's dead serious.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Listen, before we get into that, let's talk about another woman that probably doesn't get paid well. It looks like Joss Whedon has jumped ship to DC. He has turncoated on Marvel, and he is directing.
He's brown-coated.
All right. Oh, okay, hold on.
There you go.
Hold on. It's not like he was a Marvel exclusive director.
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure it says in the credits. Marvel exclusive director.
Joss Whedon. Joss Whedon.
Every single director that's ever worked for Marvel works for Marvel until they can't handle working for Marvel anymore. Then they leave.
Well, Joss Whedon...
The average is two movies and they're out.
Wait. Not for Edgar Wright.
He didn't get to do it. Marvel's not a fun place to work for films.
Well, let me tell you what Joss Whedon is doing. He has jumped ship from Marvel, joined the DC Universe.
Well, it's not 100% official yet. He's still in talks.
It looks like he is deciding whether or not to direct and write, apparently, Batgirl.
He's going to do it.
Supposedly, they already have somebody in mind for Batgirl as well. I can't remember her name, but she's in the 100.
Something to something.
The 100. Oh, the television show on the CW.
Yeah. The show The 100. I can't remember the name of the actress, but she's from
you
that.
Can't.
Barbara Gordon.
No.
Her name is Barbara Gordon.
Sounds right. That sounds right.
Yeah. You can't have Gal Gadot play both Wonder Woman and Batgirl, obviously.
Mark Bernardin on one of Kevin Smith's podcasts has this running theory that actually kind of makes a little bit of sense, is that DC might be redoing all of their previous notions about a DC cinematic universe. Mm-hmm. And because if you notice, there's not really any forward motion on Flash. There's not really any four motion Green Lantern.
Nope.
Aquaman was already kind of a done deal. Wonder Woman already happened. Gotham City Sirens is happening. So he kind of made the observation. It didn't even occur to me until he pointed it out. It kind of almost sounds like DC is starting to veer away from the DC cinematic universe and just be like, you know, screw it. Let's just make a bunch of Batman movies. Because Gotham City Sirens is tied to Batman. Batgirl is tied to Batman. Nightwing is tied to Batman. There's more interesting stories about who's coming into what for those films than anything to do with Flash. You would think finding somebody to make the Flash shouldn't be that hard.
You would think.
The reality of it is, and it sucks to say it, and this is coming from a Batman fan, the reality of it is, if it's DC or Warner Brothers, they can't sell anything that's not Batman or tied to that universe. It kind of sucks to admit it, but it's true. Everything else... You have to find a take on it that's going to work. If not, you're stuck doing Batman films. And it kind of sucks, but it does kind of seem like that could be the fact. But on the opposite end of that, Joss Whedon doing Batgirl, though, that's a master stroke right there. Yeah, that's a genius call.
Joss Whedon has a gift for writing female-centered television shows and her films.
I know he did wonders with Black Widow and Avengers.
Wow.
Okay, hold on. That's Joss Whedon working in a system where his hands are tied.
Yes.
Where there's already a preconceived
and
notion.
DC and Warner Brothers are not huge corporations, sir.
They're huge corporations, but they don't have a 10 film master plan involved.
But when,
so they don't need to say, all right, you can't do this with Batgirl, you can't do this with Batman, you can't do this with that, you can't do this with that. Any director that's worked for Marvel has said that they have a hard time making films because they constantly have to throw things in their films that have nothing to do with their story. Straight across the board, you can read any interview they've done. They all say the same thing. Jon Favreau doesn't want to work for Marvel anymore. Joss Whedon will probably never work for Marvel again. James Gunn gets away with murder because he's working in the section of Marvel that doesn't tie too much to the rest. But everybody else has a hard time working with Marvel.
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is that
they all talk about how much they love working there until that movie comes out, and then give or take, they'll come back or not.
It's funny that after the first Guardians that they didn't learn that having James Gunn's flavor in the film really worked in its favor. So it's kind of a shame.
They had a flavor favor.
Supposedly he's on set for Infinity War too.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Taika from the next Thor film.
Yeah.
Taika Waititi.
Yeah, I don't want to say because I didn't think I could get away with saying Waititi.
By the way, just to let you know, if you are interested in previewing some of Waititi's work, you can check out Hunt for the Wilder People, and the other one is a great documentary style film comedy starring Jermaine Clement called What We Do in the Shadows. It's about
vampires and modern world.
It's great stuff.
I watched some clips of it. It's pretty funny.
I saw that one. There's his first film was called Boy.
I never watched Boy.
That's really funny.
Never saw it.
Has anybody seen the Entertainment Weekly magazine that had pictures from the new Thor film?
No,
I only saw it. We talked about it.
Chris Hemsworth, short haircut.
Short haircut. Yeah, we talked about that. Remember, short haircut.
Did we?
He had face. Yeah, he had face
you
paint on.
You weren't here.
I don't think I was here.
Yeah, you must not have been because we talked about
Valkyrie being black now.
Yeah, Tessa Thompson.
Nobody got upset about that.
No one got
upset
about Tessa Thompson. Yeah,
that's not weird.
People don't get mad over more diversity.
See, when you switch it from a white person,
it's not the
act
of switching
a white person, they get
that. Yeah,
they're seeking more diversity is the goal.
Hmm.
Not to bring up a cogent point or
anything. Stop it.
But look how well it's turning out for Marvel based on an article I just read.
Yeah, based on what the racist president and vice president said is that diversity is killing their comics, which we could have spent a whole podcast on that crap.
Oh, you
our
mean
vice
oh,
president
you,
is racist?
No. Marvel's vice president.
No, both are right. Both are right.
Yes.
Mike Pence, yeah, that guy's racist.
Accurate.
Both are right, actually. You guys are safe to say.
You guys are evil.
We're evil for pointing out that our vice president is evil?
He is not. First of all, I'm going to defend him.
I will.
He's not racist.
He's just conservative.
Exactly.
Did you know that?
He's just racist on the inside.
Ray's Bannon from Johnny Quest is actually modeled after him.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, you don't like Hanna-Barbera. Screw you.
Yeah, screw that guy.
But he looks like Race Bannon.
Anyway, back to point. Batgirl with Joss Whedon could be a very successful product, for sure.
Yeah.
I think that the DC...
I just hope it does. I just hope the same thing doesn't happen with him and Wonder Woman that, you know, could happen with Batgirl. I just, you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
He was about to do a Wonder Woman film.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The script's even online, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah. Who's to say if that was going to work out? Yeah. That was that was before this whole shared universe, extended cinematic stuff was going on.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure when he moved over to Marvel's side and then did their film, Warner Bros. Must have been kicking themselves.
Yeah, because, you know, he only made like $1 billion. So. I mean, they're like, oh, this guy, we could have had $1 billion with this Wonder Woman thing. I'm really glad we didn't make it.
$1.2 billion.
You know what? Let's give him Batgirl.
To be fair, though, I've read articles about that script, and there was the Invisible Plane and stuff like that. I don't know if that would work in today's kind of movies.
Well,
that would have been a little silly.
You're right.
Yes, you are right. And I will.
But who? I don't know. I didn't read the script, so for all I know, the thing's genius. I don't know.
Well, like I said,
because I mean, you know what? Based on what I've been reading, Joss Whedon is way overrated. I mean, Age of Ultron. I mean, that guy's so overrated.
Well,
that's been my number one favorite argument to jump in on. It's like, Joss Whedon's so overrated. Why? Age of Ultron, like one film.
Yeah.
That he has a modicum of control over.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Agreed. And first,
that movie's a mess, but it's not his fault.
And I have to say that I'm a fan of Age of Ultron. I liked Age of Ultron. I thought it was good.
I don't know why. There's nothing good about it.
Here we go. Ultimately, though, it's nice.
Vision.
It's nice that the Batgirl gets her own movie this year, or sometime in the next few years.
I wouldn't give that movie any release date to like 2019, most likely.
I think
in talks to make that movie. He's not even writing it.
I think Warner Brothers' plate is a little full at this point. So, I mean,
yeah, but again, like Flash was supposed to be filming this year. It's not happening. They keep talking about a Green Lantern movie on the horizon. I don't know if that's going to be happening anytime soon.
Right.
I sincerely believe that they're going to see what their next move is once Justice League comes out, because they're going to wait and see what gets the highest response, and they're going to move forward from there. So if Ezra Miller...
like Justice League Unlimited and go with the B-string
yeah.
characters.
Mm-hmm. Like, if Ezra Miller doesn't kill it as Flash, I don't predict a Flash movie ever happening. You know what I mean? If he doesn't win people over as Flash, that Flash movie's toast. That's never going to work.
Okay.
Thank God Jason Momoa's got Aquaman happening right now, because if not, that might not work.
What if Superman is the Hulk of the DCU?
He kind of is. Got a Superman.
If you think about it, he actually kind of is.
He kind of is, because he's the one guy that everybody just likes to see bashing and stuff, but they really don't care that much about him, really.
Yeah, which is a real shame.
So another studio owns Superman?
Yeah.
He's lost his... No, Warner Brothers still owns Superman. He's still good. He's okay. DC still got him. It's a real shame, because I have a feeling that now we are... This Justice League movie is going to gauge everyone's interest into who they'd like to see next.
The odds are stacked against it already, though.
Yeah, no,
like,
I
everybody's
agree.
Already made it up in their minds that they're either going to hate it or they're going to love it, which, granted, it's going to be the truth either way. But there's more people that are already preparing themselves to hate it.
Yep.
That's a horrible way to go into anything. And, you know, granted, we're guilty of that just as much as the next person. But it just kind of sucks, because, for me, I've been waiting to see a Justice League movie. But I don't want to see a Justice League movie where everybody's just like, oh, yeah, but Superman's not in the trailer. And there's no Green Lantern, so that sucks.
I think
it's
there's
so
only
dark.
There's only one movie that I
Batman
went in.
Batman killed people in the last movie. That means this one's going to suck.
There's only one movie that I went in like that with a negative attitude, because I never go in.
Ghostbusters 2016?
Yeah. Ghostbusters 2016.
Yeah, that one was fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm...
Well, you're an avowed misogynist. We wouldn't expect you to hold a different
of course not. Right.
Position.
Obviously.
He's not a racist or a misogynist. Right. He's just a conservative.
Right. Just remember that...
he's both.
That's right. Obviously,
but don't tell him
you,
that.
But you know why now that male Ghostbusters get paid more? Because they're better than female Ghostbusters, obviously.
There is one movie that's such worse than Ghostbusters, though.
Uh-oh. Which one?
Independence Day Resurgence.
Oh, man, you're right.
That movie sucked worse than Ghostbusters.
I have to tell you something. I don't think it sucked as worse. I don't think it sucked worse than Ghostbusters.
Oh,
I think
it did.
Just as bad.
It did. It was worse.
It sucked as worse.
What about Suicide Squad?
Man, that you're just bringing up... You're bringing up, like, a real sore... subjects with me, because I wanted to love Suicide Squad and I didn't. I wanted to, but I didn't. Although, to be fair, I have not watched the extended version. I don't know if that helps it.
It doesn't.
So
it was like 6 extra minutes, but it's just more Joker stuff.
This
is the 20 extra minutes that Jared Leto said that he did Joker scenes amounted to about 5.
So yeah, I don't think I go in fretting any movie. I didn't fret Suicide Squad, but I was disappointed in it. I fretted Ghostbusters, and my frets were correct. But yeah, I'll go into Batgirl with a smile on my face.
I would always enter Batgirl with a smile on my face. Okay. At the movies. Come on, guys.
You're such an
That's
idiot.
Not fu- that's
I enjoyed it.
Okay. Enjoyed it. Yeah. It's a low hanging fruit.
It's shaking my head.
It's just a shame that we'll never find another Yvonne Craig.
It is a shame because she. Because
good lord, that woman was luscious.
She was a beauty.
She's okay.
Now it's
shame on you.
It's almost time for us to get out of here. If you can believe
those are like the only episodes of the 1960s Batman to watch.
I do want to catch
what
you
about
up.
Eartha Kitt's Catwoman.
No,
not even
disgusting.
Nope. Oh, I never liked Eartha Kitt's Catwoman either.
God. Are you kidding me?
Nope.
She when she did Catwoman, it was almost like she was making a parody of Catwoman.
Yeah,
that
agreed.
Whole show is a parody of Batman. Come on,
it is, but it's like she took it to a whole absurd level.
So absurd. For the other Batman.
No. But
those other characters are so even and weird in their performance.
Okay, you're not listening.
I'm totally listening.
You're not listening
because Cesar Romero is so understated as the Joker.
The other two played within the wheelhouse of the show. Eartha Kitt was flat out she wasn't laughing with the audience. She was almost kind of laughing at the audience.
Pretty sure all of them behind the scenes were laughing at the audience.
That's a good point. I will say.
In the context of the show, I don't think so. I think they all enjoyed doing the show within the realm of what it was.
Out of the three, who was your favorite?
Lee Merriweather was mine.
Yeah.
Everybody goes for Julie Newmar, but I like Merriweather.
I love Lee Merriweather, but I have an affection for Julie Newmar because her chemistry with Adam West was palpable.
Julie Newmar didn't wear the mask, though, right? Which one was the one that didn't wear the mask?
Lee Merriweather, I think.
Yeah, Lee Merriweather never wore the mask.
Okay.
Yeah.
She was too hot.
Cat ears.
Yeah, Julie Newmar did. Yeah. So
she's just like, you know what? I'm way sexier without it. So
I don't know.
There was. I think Adam West was going to try and do a whole episode without the underwear, but it just looked ridiculous.
You're so stupid. So stupid, man.
I don't want to talk about underwear.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Say it, Todd. Give me a reason.
You know what was the silliest Batman episode from the 60s, right?
Which one?
Where he fought the Green Hornet.
What?
And not because he fought the Green Hornet.
Because he beat Kato?
No, because Burt Ward...
Beat Kato?
Beat Bruce Lee in that show.
Yeah.
And I don't care who you are. Even back then...
That's when Bruce Lee was like, screw these white people.
I've read stories that Bruce Lee was listening to Burt Ward talk trash about Kung Fu, and he didn't have any respect for it or whatever. And Bruce Lee apparently... accidentally hit Burt Ward quite a few times during the fight scenes.
Yeah.
Just to kind of be like, oh, yeah, that kind of thing. And I completely believe that.
That's right.
Green Hornet went for 2 seasons?
With him and Bruce Lee and Black Beauty. I think it did go for 2 or 3 seasons.
I think it was 3. Two or three.
Well, because the original Batman only went for like 3 seasons.
They only went for 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were just... supposedly, and I don't know if there's any truth to it, apparently there was a call to save the sets, and they were going to try and put it together to do it one more season, but the sets were already destroyed, so it was going to be too cost prohibitive to pull the show back together after that. So there was almost a 4th season, but they had already destroyed all the sets, so they were like, never mind. Too much money to throw back into it.
Well, gents... Listen, this week we're getting only Smurfs at the box office, if I'm not
mistaken. I don't even know why we're talking about it.
Yeah, I don't know either.
These are Lady Smurfs.
I think that they
Smurfs.
Find Lady Smurfs.
They do?
Lady oh, man.
Yeah.
It only took them 30, 40 years.
It's called The Hidden Village, right, or something? Smurfs Hidden Village?
Sure wait. By now.
The girls are called The Hidden Village, or the movie's called The Hidden Village?
The movie. I think, and then the end of Smurfs is just going to be like the end of... Sausage Party. It's just going to
Oh,
be,
man.
Yeah.
I'll go and see that. That's good.
There's just going to be all kinds of smurfing.
You don't want to see Smurfs getting down, dude?
Are you proud of yourself for that one?
I think that, a little bit, because you just know that those boy Smurfs have just been Smurfing each other this whole time. and so...
You know what they call it, too, right?
Gee, Papa, how come you haven't made another female?
You know what they call that, too.
I got the Smurfy
they call
feeling
that
in
the
my
blueberry
Smurf.
Jam.
The blueberry jam.
You guys are sick. Listen... We're only getting that, so don't worry. You're not missing anything.
Stay home this weekend.
Stay home this weekend.
Save your money for Fast 8.
There is this Blu-ray has come out. Star Wars, a Star Wars Story,
talk
Rogue
about
One.
Blueberry Jam.
Also on Blu-ray today is Office Christmas Party. If you are interested,
save your money.
Did you watch that?
No.
Yeah, it didn't look good, so I didn't either.
I just don't think Justin Bateman's the comedy virtuoso that everybody says he is. He's great in some stuff, but he's not great in everything.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily a fan. I wanted to see
him.
Dude,
Teen Wolf 2, best thing he's ever done.
What's that?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't like Teen Wolf 1.
You didn't?
Shame on you. That's like the second best werewolf movie that's not American Werewolf.
He didn't even time travel in that one.
You're so stupid. What?
Was it Marty McFly, Teen Wolf?
Dude, seriously, is Link using an actual giant magnet?
Yeah. By the way, one more thing. Exclusively to Digital HD this week. This week is Split. It's hit Digital HD. It's going to be coming out in a couple weeks on Blu-ray.
Hey, that's good.
Doesn't exclusively to HD means it will only be on HD, though?
No, well, exclusively to HD for the next 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they mean by that. And we got Sleepless. Sleepless, the one with Jamie Foxx from January.
Oh, so I'll never see it.
There is one movie that I didn't talk about that I think that everybody should watch. Was underrated at the box office. No one paid attention to it. Didn't make as much money as it should have. A Monster Calls, directed by J.A. Bayona, the man who is directing Jurassic World 2. If you've never seen A Monster Calls, it is not a kid's movie. It should be seen. It's very well done. And I'm glad I remembered to bring that up.
There was actually some news about Jurassic World 2 this just today, as a matter of fact.
Yes, they're bringing back the T-Rex.
Yeah, but you see, I kind of, you know, memory serves. There's been a T-Rex in all of these movies.
Yeah,
T-Rex wearing heels this time?
I think so. It's a female.
Unless they're implying it's the exact T-Rex from Jurassic World 1.
I'm guessing.
Or Jurassic Park 1.
Yeah.
But then how do you know the difference?
Yeah.
You gotta check the undercarriage.
Yeah.
But aren't they all female?
Right, sure. They should all be female. Yes,
they're all supposed to be female.
But according to Dr. Malcolm, life finds a way. So you never know.
That wasn't Goldblum-y enough, though.
Oh, wasn't
he? Would know because he was part fly once.
Yeah, it's true. He was part fly once. By the way, a stunning remake of a classic. By the way,
worthy remake.
Probably superior in some respects.
And they're trying to do it again.
Oh, gosh.
Because you know there is no God.
No, there's just no
more ideas.
No more ideas out there. By the way, for those of you that are gaming, I mentioned this in the last podcast, but Persona 5 is out on PS4.
You said gaming, right?
Yes.
Gaming.
Persona 5 is out on PS4. JRPG lovers, rejoice. Check it out.
Is there going to be a Smurf tie-in video game?
I don't know. I bet you there will
there
be, though.
There probably will be.
Yeah, you can go around and Smurf each other? It's going to be called Smurf, the Blueberry
I think
Jam.
So last episode is called Mute This, and this one's going to be called Smurf This.
Well,
so, yeah. So.
I thought we already had a title for this one.
Oh, we did? What was it? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
What are we talking about?
The title for this.
I checked out. What happened? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either. We'll figure it out.
That would also be a good title.
Okay, Smurf This is good. That's where it is. Mute This and Smurf This.
No, you know what? The last one was better than that. That
really?
One I do remember.
Blueberry Jam.
Let's do it later. Figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
We can call it the Blueberry Jam.
Yeah, we could. Anyway, folks, you can follow us here on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdwatch. You can follow us on YouTube at Nerdwatch Nation. You can follow us on Instagram at the_nerdwatch. You can follow us on YouTube at Nerdwatch Nation. Look up our channel. Also, you can take a look at our Patreon page at www.patreon.com/thenerdwatch to donate to the podcast if you enjoy the show. And stay tuned. It is April. Coming up in the next few months, summertime's on the way. We're going to be doing some premieres that you're going to want to be a part of. So make sure to hold down in your calendars.
We will not be at Fast 8.
You know, we will not be at Fast 8, but we will be doing, I believe we're going to be doing Guardians. But stay tuned for that. We'll give you more information as it comes down. All right. Anyway, we are out of time, boys and girls. If you're going to go watch a movie, surprisingly enough,
stay home.
We recommend watching Ghost in the Shell if you missed it. So check that out for sure. Don't watch anything else. Don't watch Chips. Don't watch Smurfs. Yeah, just watch Ghost in the Shell. We are out of time. So Beauty and the Beast.
If you've seen the animated,
you've seen it all.
I've actually heard. Well, the good review came from Ganon, actually, the Power Rangers. But there was a few others.
Yeah, Power Rangers. It's a possibility too. That's a good matinee movie.
Or just watch Chronicle again.
Or just watch Chronicle.
Chronicle is a better film, to be fair. Yes. But yeah, if you're gonna see Power Rangers, I would say it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, not a bad idea at all.
You're gonna want Krispy Kreme at the end. It's awesome.
Yeah. So for format, for Ganon, for Todd, and for Alika, the I guess you could call him the comic book, the chairman of the comic book board, and a free
gaming CEO.
He is currently the gaming guru, which is really weird.
He's been gaming.
Zelda, I explain it to people. I'm not a gamer. I just love Zelda.
He just games so hardcore, yo.
You should make a shirt that says that. I'm not a gamer. I just love Zelda.
Online. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
he likes running around.
It feels good when Format makes fun of me for being a noob. Like, I'm all excited about all this stuff. And he's like, well, yeah, that would have been cool in whatever Revenge of Blah, 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 Part 7 that happened 7 years ago.
Freaking noob, man. All right.
I'm just so excited that you're excited about a game. You're cool. Never excited about a game. Like, ever.
If you guys ever want
to... Zelda comes out, that's my...
If you guys ever want to watch Alika play 333 Derry Road, Kahului, it's Zelda Breath of the Wild 24/7.
Constantly.
Constantly.
I'm pretty sure he calls in sick to his regular work. That's so he can Breath of the Wild all day.
Yeah, for sure.
Stop postulating. People are going to get ideas.
We're out of time. We'll see you guys next week. Check this video out on YouTube. It's a YouTube exclusive. We'll see you guys next week right here on the show. Peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next time, we say to you guys, aloha.
For Hyrule.